Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing pretty good. You know, this is show 199 for us.
What are these? What significance do these numbers
have?
Well,
the significance is that the next show is 200.
And we're going to do what, a recap?
I don't know. That's a possibility.
That'd be great.
We should recap some of the fun things
sure.
We've done.
It doesn't get any better than recapping.
Oh, yes, it does. This tea. It's wonderful. Do you have the same kind of tea I have?
No, I don't. I have Tetley's Strawberry Orange Pekoe.
Wow. Yeah. Really mixing it up.
Yeah, they mixed it up quite a bit. It's a very flavorful tea.
I have rooibos.
Yes. I picked up some... what did I pick up yesterday? Oh, decaffeinated Lipton. I went to the States yesterday. Oh. And did some shopping.
I was there yesterday.
You were in the United States of America?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I went to... I had to go to Guitar Center, and where else did I go? Oh, we had to go to Target, do a little bit of shopping, and had breakfast and lunch there.
Breakfast and lunch?
Yeah.
Two meals.
Breakfast at Einstein's, lunch at Panera Bread.
Sounds pretty breadish.
Wow.
Bagels and bread.
Yeah. Sandwiches and bagels and soup. Ooh, tomato soup with croutons. It's pretty tasty.
Sounds yummy.
Panera Bread is awesome.
Do they have those over here?
No. But I was told by a manager at Panera on 14 Mile and John R. that those two managers of that store were planning on opening up one in Windsor. Where would you open a Panera in Windsor? Because Windsor's pretty much dead everywhere.
At the
downtown is dead.
Windsor Crossing.
Yeah?
That's honestly where I thought there was one, maybe.
Well, it's a possibility now. I mean, they told me this a good year ago.
Oh.
So, or maybe in the summer, last summer or something, but...
Maybe they weren't going for it.
I don't know. But yeah, you're right. I think the Windsor Crossing is the ideal place for something like that, I suppose.
Can you think of another place besides Devonshire Mall?
Out on Walker Road, possibly.
Walker Road, really?
Yeah.
Like, oh, by
there's
everything.
Arby's and Costco and all that stuff out there and... You know,
right?
I think it's sort of picking up. It's picked up out there since all those things have come out.
Yeah, I don't, honestly, when you say Walker Road in Windsor, I just think of the stretch between 42.
The airport and all that. Nothing out there.
It's crappy. Fenton's and what's the other place?
Fenton's
Champions.
Oh right, yeah, yeah. There's a stretch of Walker that there's. It's kind of industrial.
It's bleak.
Yeah. So, yeah, who knows what's in store for next week's show. We haven't really gotten to the point where we've listed topics, new show topics, because we've been back doing the Jabbercast, but...
Tons of fun.
There will be.
So you didn't go to an Apple store yesterday?
No, I did not.
Okay. Just curious.
Yeah, I've been at the Apple store, like, a few times in the last couple weeks or whatever.
That's enough already, eh?
Well, it's never enough, honestly, but... I just there wasn't anything I needed there or to see again. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's kind of neat going to the bigger Apple store sometimes in like in New York and stuff like that, because there's so much more stuff.
Yeah.
You know, everything's kind of always the same, as much as it's always fun to go to an Apple store and just stare at all the same things.
That's nice.
What's most intriguing is the amount of people that's in them.
It's crazy. We went yesterday to, 12, what's the one
oh,
called?
12 Oaks?
12 Oaks,
yeah. Oh, okay, nice. And Apple was just jammed.
Jam-packed.
Yeah.
Like, you walk through the mall and there's
people. And it's a Wednesday, wasn't it?
It's a Wednesday. So. There's nobody in any. You go look in the stores, there's like maybe one person in that store, nobody in that store, nobody in that store. Well, there's somebody in that store. And then you can walk in the Apple store. It's just like, excuse me, pardon me, excuse me.
Yeah, I know.
You're just trying to get through the store to get to the other end, and it's insane. And they had no iPads.
Well, Lana's on crutch. She's like down to one crutch right now, but
oh, good for her.
It's you go to an Apple store and it's like, be careful your legs, like you don't, you know, somebody doesn't
hit wipe, you or kick you or
wipe you out.
Yeah.
There's Lana laying on the floor in the Apple store.
Yep. And me staring at a wall somewhere. No. All the fun stuff.
You'd be looking for your camera and you know it.
Yeah. Oh, that would have already been done. I'd be back at the wall. I noticed you have some new cans on.
These are new to you, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen them. Because you don't bring those with you.
No.
Because you use headphones in the other studio.
Yeah. You have a very nice set of headsets.
They're okay. They get us by, I guess.
They get us by, yeah.
But those are Sennheisers, which are awesome headphones. I still have a pair of Sennheisers, Sennheiser headphones, and where are they? They're with some other recording gear someplace. I still have them. And,
those are it.
And I would imagine I may still be able to get parts for them. They don't fit very well. I got them when I was, I'm going to say, 15, which is like, you know, 5-6 years ago.
Right.
So they began to fall apart at some point. But everything's I don't know if it's the same as those, but everything pops off and is inner. You know, like you can get new parts for everything, but
it's like a Mr. Potato Head.
They have the top, and then on the inside, yeah, they have a soft piece that doesn't hit the top, but it's like this. It just comes across here instead. You know what I mean? And that piece is broken, and that's the part that keeps them snug on you because, right. You know, when there's nothing there, they are too big.
Yeah.
So that's what it's like now. And I had them kind of taped up, but wow, the best reference headphones I ever had. They're very, very good.
Well, these are okay. I wore a pair of these at the Twit Studio, and I noticed that they fit very well, and the sound is pretty decent. And because I got a big head, and they're snug on my head. And the other ones they seem cheap, and sure enough, they were. This part was cheap on the Sonys I had.
Yeah,
and where they slide in and out, there's like a sleeve there, and then the sleeve busted just from doing this. You know what I mean? Just take it on and off.
Yeah.
So
headphones don't last forever when you use them a lot.
You're probably right.
Most cases.
Yeah, because I still have that set of Fostexes in there, and I didn't use those a lot, and they're probably the best set of the best sounding headphones in the house. But
well, the Fostex ones are probably pretty good because they're more of a flat, get a more flat response, which is good for most things like podcasting and broadcasting plus audio recording. You want that flat response. You don't want to be tricked. Your ears to be tricked into thinking things sound good.
That's right.
And we'll talk more about that in Tech Talk today.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
I found one article that says most major U.S. cities show population declines. Well, everybody's leaving the cities.
Oh, is that what you're going to say? I thought they were all moving to specific cities.
Well, that may be true to some degree, moving from their city to another, but a lot of people are moving out of the city in, you know, into the burbs.
Oh, burbs, okay. So is that a good thing?
Not really for city specifically, and I mean, we know that Detroit is trying to get people to move into the city, and in fact I heard some things about, you know, people on the police force and fire departments, things like that, to be on the, you know, Detroit police department, you have to live in Detroit.
Yes,
those kinds of things.
That's a good idea. I think
it's a pretty good idea, but I mean, that's you know, something very different than, you know, we've really seen in the past. I think
that's the case if you're a politician in Windsor. I know
that you need to live right in the city.
You need to live in the city of Windsor, yeah. I just read a stat about Detroit. Someone has moved out of Detroit every 22 minutes for the last decade.
Yeah.
Every 22 minutes, Detroit's someone moves out of Detroit.
Gotten kind of barren, and they've taken steps. Mayor David, or Dave, he likes to be called, Bing, has taken steps to repopulate the city and create growth in the city.
Does he have time to do that? He's like in charge of that search engine, isn't he?
Bing,
yeah. Oh no, he's the basketball player.
I don't know that.
You knew he was
not
a basketball
much
player,
of a sports guy. Who?
David Bing.
Is that what he did?
He was a Piston, yeah.
Dave Bing was a Piston.
Yes.
No, I didn't even know that.
Back in the heyday.
Really?
Yes, they used to play basketball on hay.
Okay, it's just all getting crazy now. A key factor in the article that I saw, blacks leaving the suburbs and more immigrants settling directly there instead of cities when they arrive in the U.S.
So the blacks are leaving the suburbs?
Yeah. And I heard that recently as well, too, elsewhere.
Oh, that's interesting.
In fact, I was just talking about that with Lana, because she must have saw that in the news or something. So, yeah, so that's pretty crazy. And another air traffic controller falls asleep.
What happened?
Midnight shift in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yes.
The unnamed controller slept for 5 hours intentionally. What? During his midnight
5 hours?
Shift.
I thought it was like a 10-minute. Hey, Joe, no, he wake didn't just up. Fall that plane's going to crash.
No, 5 hours. What the? But is the guy alone in there, for one thing? And if you fall asleep for 5 hours, well, how much traffic is in the air during 5 hours of, you know, landing? And doesn't he need to talk to somebody at some point?
You would think so. So I said I thought it was like a 10-minute thing.
It's the second incident in as many months that an FAA controller fell asleep during a midnight shift. Okay, I guess that they word this kind of funny. It's the second incident in as many months that an FAA controller fell asleep. Well, I guess that means in 2 months. Second yes. guy in 2 months. A supervisor working alone at Washington Reagan National Airport fell asleep for at least 24 minutes shortly after midnight on March 23rd.
Well, after midnight, that's a thing. If you
after midnight.
Gonna let it all hang out.
You play that?
You want to play right now?
Nope.
All right.
No, I can't.
It's three chords.
Yeah, well, it's two chords more than I know.
was I going to say, after midnight, there isn't very much traffic at airports. You know what I mean? Like, there may be one plane an hour that lands tops. That's
Then I guess they can get some sleep time in, but that's pretty wild.
It's shameful.
And you know what's going to happen? They're going to somehow find a way to have the tower controlled unmanned. And then what are they going to do?
They're going
to have nowhere to sleep. Any news from you?
Well, it's the Canadian dollar's in the news. It's crazy. It's going. It's well, I don't know. It is the Canadian dollar.
It's like gold now.
That's why they. What color is the loonie? I'm trying to think.
Gold. Yeah.
Gold. Canada's rising dollar hit a 3-year high this week and is predicted to stay strong for the foreseeable future. The situation adds up to bad news for many manufacturers, including the company that I work for, but across British Columbia as well as the rest of the country, who export goods and services in the global market. And of course, those goods cost more to make if your dollar is worth more compared to the U.S. dollar. Yesterday, I went to the States, but that's besides the point. My dad gets an American pension, and I have to put it into another bank account. I took $1,000. And put it into a Canadian account, and they gave me $938 mm-hmm. Canadian for $1,000 American.
Right.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I lost $62 on $1,000.
Yeah. That's faster than
a speeding bullet.
Yeah. Faster than pumping gas, even.
Because the memory is still fresh in my head of going to the bank and buying American money, and it costs $1.50 Canadian to buy that American dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't seem like that long ago, and now we're on the other side of that. It isn't good for manufacturing, that's for sure, because they have to, you know, buy stuff in Canada, then sell it, and when they go to sell it, they don't get as much money for it because the Canadian dollar is worth too much money. Then there's the cost of gas, which is also bringing up the cost of manufacturing anything in this country and shipping it to wherever it's got to go.
I just put in $20 of gas, and it didn't even give me a quarter tank.
I was going to say, you had to stop halfway here, didn't you?
It costs like $100 to fill that thing. It's just ridiculous.
$100 to fill your Jeep?
At least.
Really?
Yeah. $100 per tank.
No, you're...
It's a dually.
It's not a dually.
I think it costs about $80 here or something, probably. Fill it up from empty.
That's insane. It's worth it to go to the States.
$79 over there now.
It's worth it to go to the States and buy
your
gas.
Yeah, of course it is. I should have got gas yesterday.
We paid the $10 to get back and forth.
One more stop I didn't want to make.
So when you go over there and get gas, do you declare it? Do you have anything to declare? You have gas?
No. I think there was a point where they wanted to know that. Did you buy gas? It was a big thing at one time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Not now. I don't think it matters anymore.
Yesterday, crossing a border was crazy.
Found it pretty quick, both ways.
Oh, that's what I'm saying, crazy quick.
Oh, okay.
On the way there yesterday, we had my wife's passport, and then I stuck my passport inside her passport, open up to the pages where your face is on them.
Yeah.
So we give them to them like they're folded together. Mm-hmm. I hand them to them. And I noticed when we were in line, there was some border guards walking like away from the booths, but like towards a lunch spot or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So this guy was looking at those dudes like, hey, where are they going?
Wait for me. Yeah.
Kind of exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what he had on his mind. He asked us questions like he was like a robot.
Yeah.
He wasn't even really paying attention.
Do you like tomatoes on your...
he wasn't even listening to the answers. And he just handed our passports back.
Yeah.
Didn't even look at them.
Yeah.
And then on the way back, we'll have my in-laws with me because they've been in Arizona for 6 months. Mm-hmm. Cases of beer in the back. Groceries. We went and did a bunch of groceries. How long away? I goes, well, we just picked up my in-laws. How long away? 6 months. Okay, go.
Yeah.
And that was it. And I pulled right up. No line. Yep. Gone. Back to the old days. I love it. It's like there wasn't even a border yesterday.
I just want to mention maybe one last piece of news. Archives from Ancestry.com are posted in digital format now. They're Civil War files so that folks can look up links and connections to the war. Family from back then. The Civil War.
Where is it?
Ancestry.com.
And I've been there. It's a great site, and they really entice you to buy stuff there because they show you little thumbnails of like your grandfather's.
They offer some of these things free now, so that you like for a limited time. I think the Civil War started. The Civil War was April 11th or 12th or something like that. What?
The American Civil War?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's like coming up.
I know the year, but I do not know the date.
It's probably in this article that I have right in front of me, but. I don't really see it in there. At the archives, filmmaker Ken Burns revealed a family discovery he made from the archives. That's the one effect I really
can't
don't
stand
care that much for. I don't like looking at a picture like this.
Zooming in, yeah, people moving
in, can't see that, but hopefully some of you know what we're talking about. But if you really want to know about Ken Burns, listen to the Easy Mac podcast at easymacpodcast.com. They talk about all things Mac and Apple, and Ken Burns is always a big part of that.
Yeah,
he's automatically injected into your filmmaking and your...
We make fun of Ken.
Today's topic on the Jabbercast. Do we have time for a topic on the Jabbercast today?
Oh, yeah.
All righty. That's interesting facts.
See?
So isn't that going to be fun?
Well, we just did a bunch of interesting facts.
You got some show notes up there. Look at you go, boy. and delving right into these interesting facts, if you're right-handed... You will tend to chew your food on the right side of your mouth. If you're left-handed, you will tend to chew your food on the left side of your mouth.
It has nothing to do with your teeth?
I think it does sometimes, depending on, you know, if you've had work done and you or had a problem on, you know, with your teeth and then you start eating on the other side, then you kind of get accustomed to it. But
exactly.
Naturally, if you're left-handed, eat on the left side. I don't know, man. I could maybe see that.
I could see it too because we don't really concentrate on which side. I just put the food in and it makes its way down into my belly.
Listeners, start concentrating on that and let us know. We'll take all your calls and emails and letters, snail mail on the 200th show.
Letters. We get tons and tons.
To make a half a kilo of honey, bees must collect nectar from over 2 million individual flowers.
That's insane. That's a lot of work.
And I believe that's per bee.
Per bee?
Yes. 2 million individual flowers for one bee.
That's a lot. What did you say?
Yep.
That's insane. Do you know that Saturday mail delivery in Canada was eliminated by Canada Post in February 1st, 1969? We used to have people delivering mail on a Saturday.
Wow.
And it's done.
I wish they had mail delivery on Saturday. Sometimes you want something, you got to wait till the weekend's over. And it could have been there
too
on Saturday.
For you. I wonder if that coincides with the union being injected into the Canada Post workers.
Did you know that people in nudist colonies play volleyball more than any other sport?
Wonder why that is.
I don't know, but maybe it's this reason, so that you can watch other people's privates bounce around. But
why don't they play basketball?
What I'm thinking is why would they do that? You know, I mean, I guess it's just a fun sport. You know, nudist colony. It's not going to have a basketball court, really. I mean, it's going to be you think of a news colony, you think of maybe beach, you think of nice area, sand, you know, volleyball. It kind of fits in a little better, I guess. Sure. But, you know, with a nudist colony and everybody being naked, why would you have something where everybody's jumping up and down?
Good question.
I'm not sure that...
They got to get the trampolines out there on the beach.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're taking turns.
Okay.
Until I run out. In Tokyo, a bicycle is faster than a car for most trips of less than 50 minutes.
I could see that. That's like New York.
Yeah.
It's faster to get around on a bicycle in New York.
Oh, yeah. Wicked fast. You can get from one end of town, from whatever they call that, downtown. I don't know what the difference between downtown Manhattan and uptown is.
Some of these things are so interesting. I hope we get through enough of them. Albert Einstein was offered the presidency of Israel in 1952, but declined.
Offered?
Yeah.
Hey,
they want you to be president.
You want to be president? They don't elect their president over there?
They were going to elect him.
Oh, times were still a little tense over there, though. It's 52. And what happened? When did Israel become a country of its own? 40-something.
Oh, yeah, somewhere back there beforehand.
After the Second World War, but before 52 for sure. Before 50. It was 40. I want to say 48 maybe.
I used to have a 52 panhead, but...
Besides that, there are 18 different animal shapes in the Animal Crackers Cookie Zoo.
18?
18.
Wow.
I'm not going to name them all, but...
I never would have guessed that there were so many.
No, me neither. Really. I thought there was maybe six, maybe eight, but 18 different animal shapes.
Wow, you got me wanting animal...
Crackers.
Animal crackers, we call them, yeah.
Dunk them in your tea.
You know what other cookies were good? Vanilla wafers. Hey, that's good.
Nillas.
Yeah.
That's what they were called, Nillas.
Nilla vanilla. Is that a band? Astronauts can't belch. There's no gravity to separate liquid from gas in their stomachs.
That sucks.
Isn't that something?
So
what happens if you can't? What if it builds up too much and you can't belch? Or does it just not separate at all and there's no need to belch, is what I wonder.
No need to belch.
There's other questions that need answering within all this.
Question or facts that answer questions will oftentimes create more questions.
Yeah.
Should there be a crash, Prince Charles and Prince William never travel on the same airplane as a precaution.
Wow. Yeah, I could see that.
Same probably with the vice president and president of the United States, I have to think, never get on a plane together.
That's also like...
probably never in the same room. What am I thinking?
I think when a number of brothers or family members enlisted into the army, they won't let them... I don't know if it's that they won't let them all be in the service, but I don't think they let them serve together. So that if something happens, they don't all get wiped out.
Right.
You know, in the same
group
or platoon or whatever you want to call it.
Exactly.
Ancient Roman, Chinese, and German societies often used urine as mouthwash.
Ugh.
Well, what's the matter with that? I've been doing that for years.
Piss breath.
Not my own, of course.
They sell it.
Yeah.
Celebrity pee mouthwash.
They'd probably make you just gave somebody a huge idea and we're going to lose out again.
Jeez. Whose pee would you want to wash your mouth with?
You go first.
Robert Plant.
Oh my God. A guy?
Does it matter really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Your body is creating and killing 15 million red blood cells per second.
Wow.
15 million. Insane.
Yeah, it's just a matter of months and you're all renewed again. Your blood is renewed within a 6-month period, I think.
Cool.
Google is actually the common name for a number with a million zeros.
I think a lot of people know that already. It's a pretty common fact.
Well, for those of you that don't.
Yep.
First.
The King of Hearts is the only king without a... Do you know? Guess.
King of Hearts without a crown.
No, they all have crowns.
Without a... Orda.
Mustache.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. I wouldn't have guessed that.
I wouldn't have guessed that either.
Wow. Does the queen have a mustache? No.
The queen...
Our queen?
The queen on our dollar bill does.
It takes glass 1 million years to decompose, which means it never wears out and can be recycled an infinite amount of times.
Glass. Say the first part again. The glass never what?
It takes glass 1 million years to decompose.
Oh, decompose. Okay.
So never wears out and can be recycled in an infinite amount of time.
So it takes 1 million years for a piece of glass to turn back into sand is basically what they're saying.
I guess, whatever it turns into.
What do you mean, whatever it turns into?
Sand, I guess. Sand.
Sand is, what is it? Silica, I believe.
Yeah.
Little pebbles of silica.
Isn't that
what
they use to make boobies?
A derivative of, I think. Some kind of...
I know somebody named Sandy that had... Anyway.
There's a poem waiting to be...
It's a song.
There are no clocks in Las Vegas gambling casinos.
Yeah. You wouldn't want anybody to look at the clock and say, oh, I gotta go.
they never say that.
It's more like they walk out of there and say, oh my God, I was in there for like 5 hours longer than I wanted to be.
No wonder I peed myself.
Bottle it up and sell it. Your tongue, speaking of pee, is the only muscle in your body that is attached at only one end. Mm. Wow.
What about your penis?
It's not. I don't think it's a muscle.
Well, there are muscles.
Although I've heard it referred to as a muscle of love.
I guess you're Vincent. Right. There are. You're right. There's a cartilage in there and stuff, right? So it's not considered a muscle.
I don't know. I don't know that there's muscle. It's a blood-filled vessel. I think it's more of a tube.
It's not a muscle. That's the whole thing. Whereas the tongue is a muscle.
Or possibly a vein. I've heard it referred to as well.
You're so vain.
You probably think the show is about you. go ahead.
Every day, 20 banks are robbed. The average take? $2,500.
Oh, wow. I couldn't fill up my tank with that. Each year, 2 million smokers either quit smoking or die of tobacco-related diseases.
How many?
2 million each year.
Okay. So can you say that one more time?
Each year, 2 million smokers either quit smoking or die of tobacco-related diseases.
Okay. So it's nice to hear that of those 2 million, some people are quitting smoking.
And staying alive.
Staying alive. Staying alive.
Ha! Ha!
Ooh. Well, because I know that the major cause of death is heart-related, isn't it?
Major cause of death. Oh, man. You know, we've done shows on this a number of times, and I'm going to say it's heart-related disease, I guess. Yeah.
Cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of fun facts, but we have to fit this show into a half an hour format.
So we're going to move on to another section that we call Music Mayhem.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Fossil there. It was a massive bone. And since then I know that a race of giants lived in the northern hemisphere. 10,000 years ago they lived right here. It seems incredible, but yet it's the truth that a fossilized and petrified calcified primeval brute was turned to stone. He was not Hey, now hundreds of the
All right, that was a song by a band called Rasputina. That's about an interesting fact that there were giants roaming the...
And there were.
In North America. Mm-hmm. And they find lots of relics and bones and fossils of these giants in the Ohio River Valley. And that song is called Holocaust of Giants.
Wow.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
In Tech Talk this week, I wanted to bring up the importance of studio monitors for mixing.
That's pretty technical, and you just purchased them.
I just got the, I don't know if they pronounce it Kirk. I always say Kirk, K-R-K.
I say K-R-K.
Yeah, I always say Kirk. I don't know why. The Rocket 5s I got.
Got the 5s.
A buddy of mine wanted some monitors for his studio, but also and especially for his electronic drum kit. Mm-hmm. And so I told him, get the Rockets, man. So the 5s are priced pretty well, and that's the ones I went with, too. Both of our studios are fairly small, and I don't really need anything bigger in there. Mm-hmm. And plus, you know, price-wise, it's economical.
And what's the wattage on the 5s? Do you know?
You know what? If I recall correctly, I think it was something like I want to say 70 watts for some reason.
Okay.
Whatever it is, it's pretty high.
For the size.
For this monitor.
Yeah.
I actually have the Kirk page up here, and let's check out the technical specs and see, because it could be something very different than what I think. And I don't know that they don't actually have an output wattage setting. Or, okay, no, they do. It's high frequency, 15 watts, and low frequency, 30. So I'm going to say about 45 watt total output. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and they're individually powered. They're totally separate. You buy them both individually. They don't connect to each other. They're just totally separate monitors. Very nice flat response. Very good sound. Not shaped square, which is helpful, and do not have a port in the back. The port's in the front, because a lot of times you get unwanted bass frequencies having ports in the back that face a wall or face a corner or something. Mm-hmm. And so they're designed really well with so many different things in mind that they were a really good choice, I think, for him and for me. So I was really looking forward to getting these at some point in time, and happened yesterday.
And the 5s are cost how much?
The 5s actually, over here, the 5s are $209 each. Okay. In the U.S., I got each for $139.
Wow. What a difference.
Yeah.
And $139 is like, that's like 15 Canadian
dollars. I think the list price on them is maybe $249 over there or something like that. And they've had $100 off on them, and they had a sale with an extra $10 off. And I, you know, happened to go with it, get that extra $10 off. And, so it worked out really good. And, I was up later than I expected last night, really testing these things out, and they're awesome. I really like them.
Does Lana like them?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. Of course she does. I'm sure she does. Not.
She doesn't mind.
Turn
just put her
down.
Headphones on and she's good to go.
Oh, good.
Glad but yeah, that. So studio monitors are important because rather than have headphones on and have something, you know, cupping your ear all the time, and being able to have the response, you know, of a speaker in a room to mix and master your stuff is very helpful. I find that I like both. I like headphones as a test, but the monitor is, I think, the utmost of importance when you're mixing.
Sure.
So
you bet.
If you're doing podcasts, you're doing audio recording or anything, check out the Kirk Rocket series monitors.
KRK.
The Jabber quote.
Jabber quote. Jabber quote. Jabber quote. Jabber quote. zip nine. One in the hands with two in the bush.
This week's Jabber Quote brought to us by Steve and Larry. Fine purveyors of encyclopedias and other interesting books where you can find interesting facts. Find them at the corner of Wabash and Strabane, beautiful Burbank, California.
Nothing happened in that until the very end. When you went on the Burbank, California, it was not your usual Steve and Larry.
That's right. Sorry. I'll try to do better next week.
I think it was because we were thrown off guard by my not leading into your...
Yes, I know. We used to put the actual segments right in as we went along.
Yeah, we did.
But we're not doing that. So onward and upward. What is this week's quote, Jeff? What is this week's quote, Big JD?
When you're curious, you find lots of interesting things to do. That's from Walt Disney.
So curiosity is really what makes your life interesting.
Or kills the cat.
I'm all for that. No, I'm just kidding. I love cats.
The animal rights people hear that.
No, I love cats. No, I don't love cats, but I have a cat. And I've always
had
a cat.
Would you use cat urine as mouthwash?
Oh, that'd be great.
When you're curious, you find lots of interesting things to do. And that's true.
Yeah, so always stay curious. You've heard that many times. You oftentimes hear that on university when someone comes and talks. Like, you know.
Sure.
Stay curious.
Yeah.
So, very good quote.
Okay. And I guess that'll wrap things up for this week.
We have to wrap it up. As much fun as we were having.
And don't miss our 200th show next week.
And is that show topic posted on the...
No, it is not.
On the Jabber.
Do you have an idea for a topic for the 200th show?
No, I don't. I don't have a topic.
Okay. Well, if we don't actually have a regular topic, maybe we'll talk about some of the fun things we did in the past or touch on some of those subjects, actually.
I'm all for touching.
And then it's all brand new... That's what she said. And check out the Jabbercast and other shows at WDIR.net. And visit the Jabbercast online at thejabbercast.com.
You bet.
Or email us at...
Hear me out. That's hearmeout@thejabbercast.com.
Don't use the My Chingo widget. No, it's not up there anymore.
No.
We're out of here.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved in the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback heard. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
For the month of... No, this ain't the month of anything.